T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati as the Brewers get the victory. The game and the series and the mini road trip, it ends with a 7-2 victory. Welcome in, everybody. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Tim Allen, there's Sam Schmitz, Rami and the Rami Show back. In just a little over an hour from right now, but we got to break this thing down as the Brewers get their 11th victory in their last 13 games and move back into first place, back to 8 over .500, and it could set up a big day of sports when the Bucks get the victory tonight. Now I say that
sounds like you got Bucks lust, Timmy.
Because I believe it, Rami.
You got Bucks lust? I didn't know you had the Bucks lust.
I do. Ooh. And who's the guy that recorded that song?
How dare you? How dare you, sir? Eddie J. Lemberger is his name, and he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's it. I did put it out there yesterday morning that if he wants to do a Brewer song, I'm in.
I think he's done a Brewer song. I don't think it caught the heat that Bucks Lust did. So
no.
maybe he's got to get back in the lab, man. I don't know.
Could be. As the Brewers get the 7-2 victory today. Freddie Peralta, I'll tell you what, let me go this route with you. There was a time in this game, you know, you get the feeling of your favorite team and they're having a big game, and then it slowly sets in that it's probably not their day and probably not going to get a victory. You know, we've all been there, whether it's a Bucks game or a Packers game or a Brewers game, Badgers, whoever. It just doesn't feel right. That's the way I felt in this ball game today. Just, it didn't feel right. Despite taking the lead early, one zip again, they took the lead one zip last night too and lost, but they're up one zip in this one. And it just had that feeling that then all of a sudden the Reds take the lead 2-1, and then Freddie's struggling. There's, you know, six of his first, 15 batters went to full counts in this one, and I jacked up his pitch count, and he knew you were going to have to tap into that bullpen, and one big swing by the Cincinnati Reds, and this thing might be a flyaway victory for Cincy. But then things changed a little bit. I don't know if it was the rain delay necessarily, because in a 1-1 game, Brent Suter came in and just relinquished the lead right there. So I don't know if it was the rain delay necessarily, but they finally get a crooked number in this one, and it totally turned things around, guys. It did. And they get their 35th victory against 27 losses. Again, back to 8 over .500 with the Cubs idle today. Those of us that are knowingly watching a pennant race here, the Cubs are idle today, so the Brewers and Cubs now in a tie for first place in the National League Central. But you get big games, again, Adames, and you get a huge game from Jace Peterson. A big, maybe a stroke of luck there. Finally, the Brewers get a soft single to knock in two runs. We'll take that because those are rare for this baseball team this year. Now, other teams seem to get it. These guys don't get it. Jace Peterson got it later on, had an RBI double. We'll get to our game recap in just a couple of minutes. But the confidence level of the offense is slowly, and I'm telling you, it is slowly starting to come up a little bit. It's not a huge climb. It's not a huge spike. They are winning baseball games. They are putting up more runs than they have been in the past. So the confidence level is starting to rise a little bit for this offense.
See, Tim,
not all the way there yet, Rom.
And I hate to do this to you after you just lit the fire that is Bucks lust in your opening of the show, and I needed that. I need a little pick-me-up when it comes to the Bucks today. I'm not totally sold, and I need to be sold on this Bucks team that they can win tonight and make some noise in this series. So I hate to do this to you, but I can't really believe that this offense is woken up until Christian Yelich looks like Christian Yelich, and you're getting production from at least one of your two corner infield spots. I can't. Yep. Until that happens, I can't feel really good about this offense. Cool that they're winning, and they don't need right. They got seven today. That's good any day. But they don't need a ton of runs to win day to day. Four or five should do it on most days. But I'm not going to feel like this is an offense that can win you baseball games on nights that you don't get the pitching that we've gotten used to them getting until I see Christian Yelich look like Christian Yelich and I see somebody do something from first base or third base offensively.
Yeah, and I'm going to tend to agree with you in large part. I will agree with you. But also, I use the word slowly. It is just, it's crawling, but it's slowly coming on a little bit. And you know, the other interesting thing, Rami, and we touched on this briefly last night on the postgame show, is you know, you hear all this stuff about slow starts. You know, we hear that each and every year. Well, he's a slow starter. JBJ is classically a slow starter. Christian Yelich off to a slow start. I mean, we're hearing that all over the place. When does the word start get removed? You know what I mean? Like when is it not a start of a season?
I think a third is probably, once we're a third of the way into the season, it's more than a start.
That.
Yeah, we just passed a one-third mark.
Yeah, we're over.
I think
that,
a third of the way into this, like 54, 60 games, you could say it's a start, but I don't know.
And so the start is over. Now it's time to go. But you're right on the corners. The other thing I was going to bring up, the Bucks confidence level too. And this is where I'll get you in here, Ron. Are you more confident the fan base? Because I'm looking around on social media and just it appears. And certainly on a national scale, too, listening to JR Sport Brief show at night also, it seems like the Bucks are dead and buried. I'm kind of seeing that all over the place.
That's the question I was asking before we brought you on here, Timmy, was can they do it and how? And I don't just mean win. I don't just mean win tonight. I mean, can they win this series? And they have to win tonight or this thing is over. So that's where it starts. But can they win the series? And how was the question I was asking before I brought you on. And it really just starts with, I know this is really deep basketball analysis. They have to hit shots, Tim.
Yeah, you actually have to put the ball in the hoop.
Yes, ball in the hoop would actually help. Tim, were you listening before I brought you? I know this is a Brewers show, but let me break your brain real quick. Were you listening? Did you hear the number before I brought you on about the Bucks and jump shots in this series?
No.
They've been outscored on jump shots through two games by the Brooklyn Nets. 147-64.
Wow.
Just on jump shots. That's just jump shots. They've been outscored 147-64.
So I wanted to cross-pollinate just a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that.
This is a little different type of question here. And the confidence level, more for the Bucks in this series or more for the Brewers offense in the moment? So, are you a little more confident and excited about the Bucks getting back into the series and potentially winning it, or the Brewers' offense getting their S together and you know doing what they should be doing?
So, like life on the line, The Brewers need to score 5 runs, or the Bucks need to win a game in this series. Which one would you put your life on?
It's tough. It's tough because it's testing you as a fan. It is testing you wholeheartedly. I'm not pleased that Christian Yelich is hitting in the 230s. Nobody can be. We're not pleased that the Bucks are down 2-0 in this series, and maybe we're starting to see the gas mask or the air mask come down from the upper bin on a flight that's really bumpy. I mean, I'm not pleased about all that in this series for the Bucks. I'm not pleased that JBJ is off to a slow start. And their run production has just been really bad. But it does beg the question, do you have more confidence in the Bucks getting back in the series and winning tonight? Because they are literally back in the series with a victory tonight. Or are you more confident in this Brewers offense, which quite frankly has underachieved all season long? And when you look at injuries did play a part, Rami, we're all aware of that. Lorenzo Cain, Colton Wong, and now Travis Shaw. And although Travis Shaw, not the best batting average in the world, did have some slug production and did knock in some runs. But when you take the backs of their jerseys and the names on it, Shaw, Cain, Wong, and you replace with Reyes, Robertson, and Peterson, it's tough to have a ton of confidence. And I don't mean to knock these guys. I love anybody in a Brewers uniform. You guys all know that. But that is tough to pick up around those guys that are out. And it also, so I'm throwing a bunch of stuff out there. Did David Stearns get ahead of the curve in the trade market? Did he bring in 2 relievers for Orlando Arcia way early in this season to stay ahead of things because he read the tea leaves? Did David Stearns go ahead and move a couple of relievers because he knew the offense was underachieving? In bringing in Adames. Because now they're 14-4 since they made that move, since David Stearns in the front office made that trade to acquire Willie Adames, they're 14-4. And I wonder if Stearns has been just preemptive striking in the trade market here before everybody else gets into it. 414-799-1250 as the Brewers get the 7-2 victory. Bucks tonight, confidence level, or Brewers offense overall? Which would you place a $100 bill on? The Bucks.
Is that how you want to do it? Not life on the line? Is that a little too dark for you? Your life is on the line. Your life is on the line. You need a Bucks win tonight or 5 runs from the Brewers offense. You got to pick one. You got to pick one, and your whole life is on the line.
799-1250. We'll get some feedback on the game as we move along here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. We'll be back. Brewers get the win today and take the series. 1250 AM The Fan, an Odyssey station.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan. Call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Crew gets the win today and takes the series in Cincinnati. This was a huge victory, guys. It was. You wanted to slow a little bit of a roll with Cincinnati. And then now they sit, 5 games back in the NL Central. Now, you're going to be seeing a lot of the Cincinnati Reds coming up, including a series next week. But big, big bounce back victory for the Crew today. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from manager Craig Counsell coming up in a little bit. Marcus Johnson will talk with Rami here a little bit later on in the 4 o'clock hour. So stick around for that. And Bucks getting back into this series or Brewers offense, which one do you have the most confidence with? I mean, the Brewers offense slowly starting to perform a little bit better. I think we're seeing that by virtue of the run production. And in terms of the numbers, still hovering right there around the 210, 211, 212 mark as a team batting average. And And I said, hey, winning is the bottom line, that's for sure. Before we get to some highlights here and check out our game recap, Trav, let's squeeze you in here. Bucks getting back into the series or Brewers offense?
Hey, I got Brewers lust. I got Bucks lust. And, you know, the Brewers had a little down one. But we're only, what, 2.5 months in this season? If the Brewers just give any team 15 victories a month over the course of a season, that's 90. You should pretty much be right at the top going for it. So, and then the Bucks, here's what changes is the fans. Giannis got to be a little more assertive. The fans, as long as they hold home court, they'll get confidence. They'll go to game 5 in Brooklyn, take one. They come back to Milwaukee, take them in 6, like me and Rami said.
There you go. There's some positivity. Thank you, sir. 414-799-1250. Okay, we didn't really answer the question. Likes them both, I suppose. But winning is the key here for the Brewers, and certainly we will have a lot of conversations about, you know, the moves that will have to be made here. Somewhere on the corner, maybe Keston Hira is an ad here from within. Maybe it's Ryan Braun that's an ad from, well, sort of within the organization. But the Travis Shaw injury, just stack it on the list. Stack it on the list, guys, of all the other injuries that the Brewers have gone through this season. It just comes in waves. But they're troopers. And, you know, to use a Ned Yost vernacular, they're battling. They're battling through all this. All right, let's get to our game recap. If you happen to miss the game today, you're at work, couldn't follow it. The first inning here, 11:35 start time in Cincinnati. Urias hit by a pitch. Second straight night he's hit by a pitch to lead off the game. After a Vogelbach strikeout, Christian Yelich drew a walk, and it set the table for Avi Garcia.
Going after the first pitch and a base hit into right field. Urias rounding third. He will head for home. And the Brewers get the early jump on Castillo and the Reds here on this Thursday.
Brewers take the lead there in that first inning again, as that's all they played in the first. Bottom half of that first inning, Freddie Peralta. Fly out, then a walk to Winker. That might not be such a bad thing as hot as he is. And a fly ball and a strikeout. So it's one zip Brewers into the second inning. Brewers 1-2-3. And here's where a long string of Brewers batters up and down without any production. Bottom of the second inning, Joey Votto leads off the second inning with a solo shot off Peralta. 3-2 fastball he got on top of. And he bounces back 3 flyouts to get out, but it's 1-1 into the third. Both teams go 1-2-3 in the third inning. Peralta, the one run on 51 pitches through 3 innings of work today. Fourth inning, 3 up, 3 down. Castillo retired 11 consecutive to that point into the bottom of the fourth inning. Freddie, leadoff double in the bottom of the fourth to Castellanos. But gets strikeouts to Naquin and Votto. Then a walk with 2 outs to Suarez. And then he strikes out Barnhart to hold the game at 1-1 into the fifth inning. And that's when the rain was coming down. The tarp is pulled. And a rain delay hits. 37-minute rain delay in Cincinnati. Didn't change anything for the Brewers' offense. As in the sixth inning, Brewers go down in order. JBJ really struggling. A couple of strikeouts today, a pop-up. Freddie's day is done as the Brewers go 1-2-3. He gives way to Suter. Just 4 innings, two hits. I should say 1 run just given up by Freddie Peralta. But, you know, he had to leave the game, a high pitch count in this. So we get into the latter stages of the game. Suter gives up a lead, an infield single. It was some soft contact. 2 outs later with a man on second base, Jesse Winker knocks him in. But here's where it starts getting good, into that sixth inning. Let's see. Vogelbach works a walk after 1 out to snap a 15-up, 15-down skid for the Brewers' offense. Yelly follows up with a walk. 2 on, One out for Avi Garcia. A big battle, 10-pitch at-bat against Castillo. Avi doesn't win it. He strikes out. But it brings up a guy that had a four-hit game last night. It's Willy Adames.
A ball, two strikes. Lucas Sims to Willy Adames. And Adames with a fly ball hit back into left center field. Hit it well. Nate Quinn can't get it. It'll bounce over the wall. A ground rule double, and that's a tough break. Only one will score. Vogelback is in. Yelich will be sent back to third. But the RBI double from Adames, and this game is tied at two.
2-2, the highlights on Bally Sports Wisconsin. They get it back to even. And as I started the show, this is sort of the area where I said, you know what? The Brewers get a big swing here. And they just may steal this one because it didn't feel good early. Guys, it didn't. Freddie was battling himself with some control issues. And you know, the line doesn't look that bad, but he was really kind of toughing things out here. And it didn't look good. So you've got the one in to tie it, 2-2, with two outs, second and third. And all season long, a lot of broken bats for the other guys. A lot of soft singles, a lot of infield singles, a lot of, you know, this just seeing eye singles and Texas leaguers and Bermuda triangles and all this. Where is it for the Brewers? Well, they got one off the bat of Jace Peterson.
You can read the name and number. That's a good thing. Here's Jace Peterson lifting one into left. Shallow, long run. Winker can't get it, a base hit. That's going to get Yelich home. That's going to get Adames home. And it's turned into a big inning for the Brewers as they now lead it 4-2.
That was huge, guys, as they plate three runs in that sixth inning. 4-2 the lead there. As three runs cross on just two hits and a couple of walks to the bottom of the sixth inning. Suter back out, and Brewers need a shutdown inning. And he gets it. Strikeouts to the first two hitters, and then gets a ground ball. Quick shutdown for Suter into the latter stages. Seventh inning now. Brewers looking for some insurance in that seventh inning. They get it after a JBJ pop out. Tyrone Taylor hit by a pitch. Luis Urias, it's a ground ball. They forced Taylor at second. Might have been a double play, but it was thrown away. This is key because Urias ends up at second base. And two outs. In a situation where this guy is key if the Brewers' offense is going to make a resurgence here, the big man, Dan Vogelback.
So if a chance to score, if Vogelback can deliver, and the big fella sends one deep into right field. Castellanos going back, and it's gone! Daniel Vogelback, his second home run in as many games as the Brewers doing damage to the Cincinnati bullpen today.
So they take a four-run lead, 6-2. Now you're feeling good. Sit down, Josh Hader, as you get into the eighth inning, up by four. After one out, Willy Adames with a double, his sixth hit in the last two games. Next hitter, well, he came up with a big two-run base hit his last time up. Jace Peterson comes through again.
Minor leagues. Here's Peterson sending one into center field. That'll sail over Tyler Naquin, and that's going to get to the wall. Have yourself a day, Jace Peterson, as he drives in Adames. His third RBI of the day as Jace Peterson gives the Brewers a five-run lead.
Back-to-back doubles right there. Adames and Peterson up by five, 7-2. Hobie Milner. I said you had to sit down Josh Hader. You were probably planning on using him. He pitches a scoreless bottom half of the eighth inning. Brewers want more in that ninth inning. They don't get it. They get the bases loaded. Vogelback had a double in that inning as well. So Vogelback in the game today, 2-for-4, a walk, and two RBIs. Have a day, big man. They do walk Yelich intentionally in that inning with one out to load the bases, but Avi, shallow fly ball. He was not happy after that AB, guys. Adames then works it full and he lines out to end the frame. Trevor Richards in 1-2-3, strikes out the side in the ninth inning, and there's your Brewers victory. 7-2 the final today as they run their mark now to 35-27. And I don't know if that many overall are impressed with the Milwaukee Brewers 2021 season. We're back to this. Considering everything that's happened here, guys, you should be. You really should be. An ineffective offense for a good chunk of the season, outstanding pitching, and a mass amount of injuries. And yet, 8 over 500, their high water mark. Here's where you want to hang out. This is where you want to be. This is where the big boys play. When you go into a rut, yeah, you go down in your lowest moment to 3, 4, 5 under or over. And then in your hot streak, you go to 10, 11, 12 over. I mean, this is where you want to be. Moving parts for sure. The Travis Shaw injury, that is not going to help things. You're not going to get Lorenzo Cain back till at least July 1st. That's another, almost 3 weeks. And that's at the minimum. Colton Wong, I would still say, is a good chunk of time away. I mean, does David Stearns bring in a bat? I think he has to. Guys, I think it's pretty obvious. Urias is going to go over to third base once Wong is back. Is that good enough, though? Vogel back at first, Wong at second, Adames at short, and Urias at third. I mean, you like Omar in there, you like Avi in there, you like Yelly in there. But without Kane, it's JBJ. So I still think there's going to be some moves here to be made. 414-799-1250 if you want to jump in here. We'll take a break. We're going to hear from Craig Council coming up. Also, Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcaster Marcus Johnson is going to join Rami in about a half hour from right now. So stick around, talk some Bucks basketball with Rami as the Bucks get ready for game 3 of their series with the Brooklyn Nets. And where's your confidence level with the Bucks or the Brewers offense? Because that's a tough choice. It really is. They're making it work. Man, Bucks need a win tonight. All right, we'll be back. It's Zapella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove after a Brewers 7-2 win.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Welcome back in. Brewers get the victory today to take the game in the series 2-3 in Cincinnati. A big bounce back win for the crew, and it didn't feel right early, but they hung in there. A 37-minute rain delay after 4 innings of work, and Luis Castillo comes in with a 6.6 ERA, and at one point set down 15 consecutive Brewers hitters. And that's where I was thinking, oh boy, it doesn't look like the day. But they bounce back starting in that sixth inning, and Jace Peterson, a big two-out, two-run base hit. Avi, an early RBI. Vogel back, a two-run shot. Jace Peterson, another RBI double in the ball game. So collective effort for the Brewers offense. And with the Bucks in play in just a couple of hours from right now, backs against the wall a little bit. I mean, you wonder if it's you're having a futile effort with your feelings. So is it futility to think that the Brewers offense, comprised as it is now, is going to put things together? Or is it a futile effort also, or I should say, or the Bucks getting back in this thing, because they've been manhandled, guys. They just what a buzzkill. And on nights that hate to be selfish about this, but I have to admit, you know, on the nights that the Bucks have played, I've had a little time to kind of sit back and have some beers and grill some corn and some steak, and you know, by halftime it's like, whoa, really? This is not good. We'll hear from Craig Counsell in just a second. Let me get in Todd here so he doesn't have to wait too much longer. What's going on, Todd? You're on the Fan.
Howdy, Timmy. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I'm going to go with, I'll tell you what, I'll take your 100 and I'll match it times 10. I'll take 1,000 with the Brewers offense over the Bucks right now. We talked a while back, all of us guys, you know, about who needed to get going. And I thought it was Vogie, and Vogie's doing great. You know, will it stand? I hope. I'll go against the Bucks on this. They don't have a big man. They need like a Moses Malone or a Bill Laimbeer. They need a big hitter in the middle. And when the other night when, gosh, I forget, Griffin walked over one of the guys, and it was when I saw that and the way – was it PJ? I can't remember who it was.
But Blake Griffin.
He stepped over him. It was like, it's done. They have no muscle. They have no grit. They have no grind in the middle. So I'm going to take the Brewers over the Bucks. The Bucks, I think they're cooked. I'm sorry to say that, but they're done.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'll just say this. It's like if we're comparing the two, I don't think on the Brewers side of things should depend on a guy like Jackie Bradley Jr. But on the other side, I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks should depend on a guy named Bryn Forbes. I mean, you've got superstars on both teams. And if you're relying, these other guys are complimentary players. Yeah, do what you can do. But because Bryn Forbes goes 0 forever, and you have one off night from Middleton, well, maybe two. Some would make that argument. And then you get blown out like that? I mean, this on the Brewers side, this is about Yelly and Avi and Omar and Wong. On the Bucks side, this is about Holiday. This is about Giannis. This is about Middleton. This is about Brook Lopez. But when you're relying on these other guys, I mean, I don't think that that's the good tack to take. 414-799-1250. Let's see if Craig Counsell can shed some light on his happiness here as the Brewers offense. Anytime this Brewers offense puts up 7 runs, I say this cynically, guys, and you guys know how much of a Brewers fan I am. I say it cynically because I just can't get around the numbers. This is the one spot. I'll bring in Sam Schmitz here. Sam, we watch every pitch of every game. So oh, yeah. A lot of times we know a little bit more than the national guys. Hey, this guy, I know he's, you know, 1 for his last 12, but he's really hit the ball hard. And so they don't see that necessarily. We do. My point is, and I want to get your reaction on this, Sam, is that I just can't get away from some of these batting averages and on-base percentages. I just can't get away from a batting average in the 230s mark for a guy named Christian Yelich. I can't get over an on-base percentage of Jackie Bradley Jr. about 225. Those numbers don't lie. I wish I didn't have to say those numbers. That's what the challenge is here for this baseball team.
I know, Tim. And look, I love a good batting average in the 300s as much as you, but I think we're just going to have to stomach it. Like, it's going to be like last year where it's going to look ugly. The stats are going to look ugly. But at the end of the day, just find a way to get in the postseason and see what happens. I mean, ever since Yelich got back in that Kansas City series and all that, he's been on and off here with a couple of good games. He had a home run here and there.
Six walks in the series, Sam.
So, you know, maybe he's finally finding his groove. Maybe he's finally seeing pitches better and stuff like that. So, you know, just as much as me, man, this game will humble you like no other, and sometimes the baseball gods, you know, seem cruel and all that, but just know that karma's on the other side, and as bad as it seems sometimes, the Brewers will, on the other hand, have a really good stretch, and like we said, this is the month to do it. This is the month to stack up wins with the schedule and who you're playing this month.
You look at that Cincinnati Reds 2-3-4 hitters, add up those RBIs. I mean, if the Brewers had that, they would be, the sky's the limit. Sky would be the limit. I mean, you're looking at guys, I'm going to guess between Winkler, Castellanos, and Naquin, I'm going to guess probably 115 RBIs. You put three in the middle of this lineup with a buck 15 in RBIs. Oof. Then it's big time. But it's just not. I mean, they seem to, again, you can say offense is down all around baseball, and that's true to a degree. But a lot of times we need to keep it more pinpointed to these guys, not the rest of the league. We need to keep it right here in-house here and improve what the Brewers do have. All right, 799-1250, if you want to jump in here. Rami with a conversation with Marcus Johnson talking Bucks basketball. And in a few minutes, stick around for that. Let's hear from the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell, after a Brewers Game 3 victory to take the series 7-2 final.
Yeah, hey, Craig, Castillo was so tough today, as he can be. And but after he left the game, your guys sure put a lot of good at-bats on their bullpen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought the – you know, in the sixth, you know, we Avi just put up a great at bat, a great fight against Castillo, and I'm not sure how many pitches was, but it was just a great fight, and that, you know, that really ended his day. I think he had a chance to finish that inning. So that at bat, although it ended in a strikeout, definitely took a piece of Castillo and made them go to the bullpen. And then Willie got a huge hit, two strike hit, that. You know, really just let us breathe a little easier and tie the game back up. Jace, you know, dumped one in there and then we did. We had good at bats the rest of the day for sure.
How close was the call to not send Freddie back out, Craig? Was it close? Was it?
No, it really wasn't. They told us at the start, well, we were going to be at 30 to 40 minutes. That's basically what it was at. We weren't, you know, we were hitting first, so it was going to be longer than, you know, 45 minutes. So I thought he had one inning left, really. And so it just wasn't worth having him get loose again to me.
So it wasn't, or if it wasn't for the rain delay, he probably would have been out for the next inning.
Yeah. He would have been out there for the next inning. Yeah.
Craig, what about Jace Peterson and the at-bats that he gave you today with runners in scoring position?
Yeah, I mean, the first one he just dumped in, but he had a good at-bat against Castillo, and his second at-bat, I thought. So he had good at-bat. I thought we had all up and down the lineup, we had good at-bats. Louis had good at-bats. Volgy had good at-bats. Avi's at-bats, although he didn't get, you know, 1-for-5, had good at-bats. So, you know, a bunch of guys did good things and we were a tough out all day. But Jay stepping in, you know, there's going to be some playing time there for him, and him stepping in and doing something good is a good thing.
Numbers wise, Luis Castillo has struggled this year, but just what did he do today that kind of, you know, he went through you guys the order a couple times pretty easily. What was he doing?
Yeah. His changeup was good, and he was in the strike zone. The first inning, he wasn't in the strike zone. We laid off pitches, and then he was in the strike zone. And when he's in the strike zone, he's really challenging with the changeup to lefties and with the slider to righties. So, you know, when he can start pitches out looking like strikes, the velocity he throws with and the changeup and the slider, he's a tough combination. We did a really nice job in the first inning and kind of waiting him out. And then after that, when he's throwing strikes, you don't have a choice.
Craig, when you go out there for a game, you don't know your starter is going to be gone after four innings by rain. The guys that came in after him, I mean, they scratched one run out against Brent, but the other guys were really good and they never really got much going against your bullpen.
No, they didn't. Brett threw the ball great. You know, his inning should have been a scoreless inning as well. So, guys did a nice job. You know, Trevor Richards hasn't been out there in a little while, and he had a really crisp ninth inning. So it was a day where they came in and were really effective. Got a couple guys days off. We've gotten Josh a little bit of a break here, and those are all good signs for the weekend.
Just shows you it's a nine inning game, doesn't it, Craig? I mean, it's, you know, I think he had one hit going into the sixth or seventh, and then you end up scoring seven runs.
Yeah, well, it's that's sometimes how it works. You face a good starter, and you know that's why I think Avi's at bat was so important. That we you know, you have a 10 pitch at bat, and you know he makes a quick out there. They're probably thinking about sending him out there for the seventh. So sometimes it's the at bat that doesn't end up in a hit, but takes a big piece out of the starter. And I thought that was the one.
You guys acknowledge those, don't you? You guys, I mean, because Willie had that, you know, he made that bases loaded out, but he was putting a great at bat on that guy too. But you guys acknowledge those, don't you?
Yeah, you have to. I think those matter, and that when the results aren't always going to be in your favor, you have to acknowledge, you know, process, good process. And Avi was down 0-2 in that at bat quickly, you know, two pitches, you're down 0-2, makes it a 10 pitch at bat. That's doing something. So it got us to the bullpen. You know, we caught a break on Jace's ball, but then we get to the back side of their bullpen. So those things matter, and they're the little things, but they matter.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Hey, just heard from Craig Counsell right there. And you know, you get a win 7-2, and you don't force feed an additional inning by Freddie Peralta. And I think those types of giving credit, if you will, I think they fly under the radar a little bit. And we need to give Craig Counsell credit on that. I mean, and Suter did come in and give up a run, gave up the lead right there. I mean, it was 1-1. He gave up in his first inning, gave up a run. Now it's 2-1, and everyone's, you know, probably pulling their hair out saying, why did you just leave him in there? But this is one of your studs you're talking about. This still is. I won't say it's early, but it is June 10th. It's not August 10th, and you don't have to force feed that, and he didn't, and he came away with the victory. So you credit that decision right there. Not many people think about it that way. You also credit the Brewers' offense in a situation today where, you know, you got away without going to Josh Hader and Devin Williams in this one. You went with Boxberger, four-run game in that seventh inning, but he was already up and hot and ready to go. So I thought that was a move that, you know, I didn't have a major problem with right there. You got away with a series victory in Cincinnati without using Josh Hader. And so that is key. All of those things, you probably won't read anything about those particular moves and things like that, but that's something that I keep an eye on. ABC Audio Video, play of the game in this one. Brewers, it didn't feel right. They were, 15 up, 15 down before they really got going here. They had a hit, as Haudicourt said in that presser there. They had a hit through the first good chunk of the game, just one hit and one run. And they finally break through. Adames gets it back to even at two, and it put runners at second and third in that sixth inning. And Jace Peterson, well, someone's got to come up with a big hit for this team. Well, it wasn't the long ball, but it was pretty big to plate runs 3 and 4 and give the Brewers a two-run lead.
You can read the name and number. That's a good thing. Here's Jace Peterson lifting one into left, shallow, long run. Winker can't get it, a base hit. That's going to get Yelich home. That's going to get Adames home. And it's turned into a big inning for the Brewers as they now lead it 4-2.
Man, that was huge in this game. The highlight on Bally Sports Wisconsin, and the Brewers go on for the 7-2 victory. They come on back home to face the Pirates, and you have Woody on the mound. You've got Corbin Burns on the mound in Game 2. You've got Adrian Houser in Game 3, who's been pitching a lot better. I mean, this is the part of the, okay, if you want to call it that, a soft schedule, then make hay. It's time to step up and get these victories. Well, they're doing it. And, you know, I read the latest power rankings. The Brewers go from 16th to 9th, according to ESPN. And, again, You can talk about power rankings all day long, but it's one that moves is the one I really like. A team gets hot for a week, and they deserve some credit, and the Brewers move up to number 9. But what it said in there is that the Brewers need to make hay during a soft schedule. And, okay, fair enough. I think the Reds are a pretty challenging baseball team. And I don't think that that's a rollover at all by any stretch, the Cincinnati Reds. I still think they're in this thing 5 games out, and they're going to have they're going to make a difference in this by either, really kind of playing better baseball or knocking off some teams and creating some headaches in that regard. But you've got the Pirates, you've got the Reds, and then the Rockies. I mean, these are games, and now you head into this Pirates series with, like I said, Woody Burns and Hauser. And this is about the Brewers' offense, because the pitching, it doesn't look like it's going to let up. It really doesn't. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Freddie Peralta coming up. Also, we'll squeeze in some comments from Daniel Vogelback, who's starting to heat up as well. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Another victory for the Brewers as they win the ball game today and take the series in Cincinnati. They're 4-2 now in Cincinnati this season. Through a couple of series, they're going to be seeing these guys next week, and then wrapped around that All-Star break. Going into the break, they'll see him, and coming out of the All-Star break. So nice to see Jesse Winker being frustrated a little bit. Nice to see that Eugenio Suarez isn't hitting 3-run bombs and having a 2 or 3 home run game. It's nice to see that Joey Votto did have a home run today. But it's good to see him striking out and walking back to that dugout. So that's a good habit to have here because, as I said, you're going to be seeing these guys quite a bit. Daniel Vogelback is a pretty key member of this Brewers offense right now. And if you're thinking down the line here during the trade deadline season, well, he's going to have an impact on this. If David Stearns and Matt Arnold in that front office, they start taking a look around and, there's a first baseman there we could probably make a move for. There's a third baseman because you could switch gears and say, there's a third baseman there since Vogelback is really having a fine season. I mean, at that time, you could make the move for the third baseman. Then what about Luis Urias, who, quite frankly, is holding his own a little bit here. Is he going back to the super utility man? That's probably the best-case scenario, but we'll see about that. Again, a key is Daniel Vogelback, and he had a nice day today, 2-for-4, a walk, a 2-run home run, and he scored a couple of runs. Here's Daniel Vogelback after the game.
Everything seemed to change for your offense after Castillo left, but those walks that you and Yelly drew off of before he left and that at bat that Avi put on him kind of looked like at least got him out of the game, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Castillo was really good today. I know it's easy to look at his ERA and his numbers and, say he's having a rough year, but, I mean, that guy's got elite stuff. He's got an elite changeup, and he's got 98 in the tank when he wants. He was throwing strikes today, and he made it tough on us, but was able to, have some long at-bats. And Avi's at-bat was unbelievable. I mean, it was one of those at-bats when you're on, you just feel like something good's going to happen. Castillo made a pitch on him, but we were able to get him out of there. And Willie, again, I mean, it seems like every other night, Willie puts together an at-bat and makes a big hit. So it was a great inning, and credit to our pitchers, obviously you want Freddie in the game for as long as you can, but credit to Suter and those guys coming in and shutting the door.
Did you expect, did you see the ball bounce over the wall on Willie's hit, or did you expect to turn around and see Christian running right behind you?
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, Yelly to be scoring. I didn't think it was going to bounce over. I didn't really know, you know, what was going to happen. But, you know, thank goodness, you know, Jace came through after that with a big, big hit, you know, and got those two guys in.
Hey, Dan, the home runs for you past couple of nights, has that been just gratifying? I know the swings, Council had said earlier, they've been really good for you and just, you know, it's a mix of bad luck and whatnot too. Is it just been kind of gratifying to see the ball leave the yard?
I mean, yeah, you know, in the past, you know, I've really just, you know, you're hard on yourself and you worry about things you can't control. And, you know, I'm trying really hard not to do that this year for most part of the rest of my career. Just have good at-bats, put the ball, you know, on the barrel, swing at strikes, and know that, you know, if you do that for the length of the season, good things are going to happen. So I was able to get some, you know, pitches today that I was able to put a, you know, good swing on, you know, get some extra base hits, take a walk, and, you know, it's day by day and go into tomorrow.
Dan, you know, you mentioned the double and the walk. I mean, is that a sign, aside with the power, that you're just making good decisions up there, that you're seeing the ball well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I pride myself in walking and not swinging at balls. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the game obviously dictates that. You know, my first at-bat today, I felt like, you know, Castillo just made three really good pitches, and sometimes you got to tip your cap and move on. But, you know, obviously the goal is, you know, to be ready for mistakes, and when they make mistakes, put a good swing on it. So I was happy with, you know, the home run and the double today, you know, not giving away that last at bat when, you know, we're winning. I've already hit a homer, and it's something that I really try to be better at in those scenarios.
Daniel, you guys really turned the page on a tough night, you know, a loss and losing Travis, and, you know, there's some guys stepped up today. I mean, that's what has to happen now, right?
For sure. I mean, you know, obviously seeing that happen to Travis last night, you know, it's just devastating, you know, to happen to anybody, but even more to, you know, a guy like Travis that, you know, just brings so much to the team, obviously on the field, off the field, just a good guy in the clubhouse. You know, it stinks to see that, you know, but, you know, it's baseball, and we got to move on. And, you know, like we always say, somebody else has to step up, and, you know, Travis will be back and, you know, hit the ground running when that time comes. But for now, you know, just every day picking each other up, and somebody new stepping up every night.
There's the big man, Daniel Vogel, back after the Brewers 7-2 victory. Again, 2-for-4, a home run, and a couple of runs scored. Drew a walk, a homered in last night's game as well. So hopefully he's getting hot. Hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks are going to step up and win a basketball game tonight. I want to see maybe some nasty, maybe some mean going on. Don't you? I think I would like to see that. Marcus Johnson, a Bucks broadcaster. And speaking of broadcasting, I can't wait until someone says in the bank and drawing interest tonight. So just get that win, get yourself back in this series. I think we'll all feel a lot better. Rami Makhlouf is next with a conversation with Marcus Johnson. Stick around for that, and a lot of Bucks conversation certainly in the next hour or so. For Sam Schmitz and Rami Makhlouf, my name is Tim Allen. I'll talk to you tomorrow night after the Brewers fire up a 3-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Brandon Woodruff on the hill. I'll make a prediction that he throws a no-hitter. No. How about an immaculate inning? Something special for Woody tomorrow night. How's that? You guys have a great night. See you tomorrow night. And remember, as always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.